1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You are very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan with you until three today. And I want to open on a topic that I think a lot of us will be able to relate to. Mary Farrell, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Katie. Thanks for having me on. No, what I have to say is that my figure is off standard and I have to alter everything. The sleeve length and the leg length, and maybe the body shape as well.
Right. Okay, so this is about the sizing of clothes, Mary.
Yeah, and if a person is off standard, you have to, and if you can't fix them, if you can't alter them yourself, you have to pay somebody, and that makes the garment very expensive.
Yeah. And would you be off standard yourself then, Mary?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm off standard everywhere.
Right. Fair enough. But in terms of clothes, you the normal size 12, 14, 15, 16, whatever, that wouldn't do you.
I'd need even an extra large in Dunn's, for example, just meets on me.
Right.
That's an example, you know.
So what do you do then?
Well, the sleeve would be too long for starters on the blouse, so I have to shorten the sleeve.
Right.
It's way down nearly at my fingertips.
Right.
I don't know why they make the sleeve so long. They assume extra people at large have big long arms.
You don't think your arms are particularly short, Mary, no?
Well, they're not long either. They're in between, you know.
Right. You have Goldilocks arms.
I have.
are you able to do this stuff? You did the alteration yourself,
Mary? I'm my own tailor. Thanks, I'm lucky.
Yeah, because that would be a very expensive carry-on.
Even if you buy in a department store in Dunn's or a penny joint, you still have to pay someone to alter them, and that makes the garment. It doesn't make it cheap.
Yeah. And would you have to alter everything you buy?
Oh, if it's blouses or trousers, I have to put a piece into my trousers sometimes to allow for. I have a bit of a bulge in front, so I have to allow for that.
Yeah, a lot of us have the bit of the bulge, Mary.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that?
I put a piece, insert a piece into the trousers in the front.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
And that makes them comfortable.
Oh, it makes them comfortable, yeah.
And again, you say you have to shorten sleeves.
I have to shorten everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And in terms of the issue that we had other listeners talking to us about before we came on air, sizing, like, so would you find that a 14 or a 16 or whatever size you'd be picking up, would you think that differs depending on the day you're out?
Definitely.
In what way?
Well, it wouldn't. I'd take a large, for example. A large should fit me in a normal-sized person, but I have to go extra large.
Right.
Yeah, for example, yeah.
And how do you go about it then? Like, say if you weren't, like myself, handy with a sewing machine, would you be able to, could anybody kind of learn how to do this?
You could, but I think my mother was very good at sewing, so I think that's where I inherited it from her. You have to be good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be good at it.
You wouldn't want to go picking apart your clothes if you didn't know how to put them back together, basically.
No, it's sometimes it's tricky enough, you know.
And what do you think should be done?
Well, I think an extra large should be an extra large or whatever, you know.
That it should be standardised.
I think it should.
Yeah. And how, do you find shopping kind of stressful then, Mary?
Well, to be honest with you, Katie, I recycle a lot of my clothes. I refix them. And to make them, if I put on weight, I make them fit me.
Right. Well, it's very much in the... That's what we're all supposed to be doing now, of course, is reuse and recycle.
Oh, but I reuse. I have a denim jacket and it's 20 years old and it's as modern as the day I bought it. And it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to turn the collar on it. And I had to shorten the sleeves. And it's absolutely perfect. It's as trendy as anyone's denim jacket.
And tell me, you know the way you can't actually try anything on now
in
this lot because of the COVID issue. Is that, do you find that annoying?
Well, I've tried them out and done. I don't consult anyone. I just put over my clothes.
Oh, I think that's against the rules, Mary.
Well, no one said anything to me, so.
So you just pull it on over what you're
wearing. I do my own thing. I just go over and I check it out.
And nobody has ever said boo to you?
No. No one said anything, no.
So you don't bring home anything until you know that it at least goes on over
no,
what you're wearing.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go through all of that stuff if you ever bring it back. And I think the whole thing is you still have to try it on at home and then you have to bring it. It's the same thing. The whole thing's so ridiculous to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mary, will you hang on there for us?
I want to bring in
Kathleen. Kathleen, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, this whole issue of sizing, Kathleen.
Oh, absolutely horrendous.
Why?
Horrendous.
Why?
Because different makers make different sizes, unfortunately. What might be an 18-20 could be 22-24. It depends, and you have to actually fit on the clothes to find whether it actually suits you or whether it doesn't suit you or whether it fits you or whether it doesn't fit you.
And you can't do that now, of course, in the shop.
No, you can't do that anymore. And my lovable shop that I used to shop in, which was absolutely fantastic, is actually pulled out of Ireland now and it's gone.
Which one is that?
That was Evans's.
Oh, yeah.
And
Evans's.
That
yeah.
was absolutely brilliant. And I've travelled the country for it.
Good store, yeah.
Every shop in the country I've been to and every Evans's that was in Ireland I shopped in.
And what was it about Evans that drew you?
That drew me.
That drew you towards it.
Oh, that drew me towards me. When you fit on something, it was perfect. The style of it, it was just perfect. It was my perfect shop. My perfect go-to shop.
Yeah.
And it was like a rope pulling me, and now it's gone. And I'm devastated over it, but that's the way things are gone, unfortunately.
And is Evans gone, or can you shop online with Evans, even though they're not on the high street here now?
I know they're gone up the north anyway. They're gone out of Ireland. I don't know whether they're still in England or whether they're operating under another name. I don't know. I actually didn't.
But they're gone from where they used to be here anyway.
They're gone here in Ireland and they're gone up the north as well, because I've checked that out.
And where do you go to then? Where do you shop now, Kathleen?
Well, there's very limited because I'm a bigger person. They really don't cater for the middle-aged woman that is bigger, because I would be up over a size 20.
Right.
So really, the shops don't. They go to extra large. Some might go to double XL, but it mightn't suit.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't fit them on. And like that other lady said, you have to bring them home, you're putting them on, you're going back. That is so annoying. And even to order online from, we'll say, Oxendales or anywhere, what you see is not necessarily what you get.
I think this is the problem, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of put up with it to some degree if you're in the shop and the 16 doesn't fit you, you just reach for the next size up or whatever. But if you're after making the trip into town, making your purchase, you're all the way back home now.
Yeah.
And this is what you have, you know, it's a huge extra issue.
It's a huge extra thing, and psychologically it eventually gets to you. You'll say, why bother? Why go to all this trouble when you nearly have a feeling yourself and you come home, it's not going to fit or it's not going to suit, and you have to traipse all the way back into town again.
And tell me, Kathleen, does the number on the label bother you in terms of, would you, you know, if you have to go up a size in a top or a trousers that from what you would have been used to?
It doesn't really bother me to a great, great extent, but it's more annoying. It doesn't make you feel good. It actually makes you feel, really, have I put on that much weight? I don't know. Sometimes psychologically it annoys me if I have to go up to the bigger sizes where I was so comfortable in the clothes that I was able to get. I don't know.
Because I think a lot of women would balk at going up that size, you know?
Yeah, it's horrible. Well, it doesn't do anything for your confidence, really, when you're a bigger size, you know, that you have to go to a bigger size to, and the embarrassment to say, oh, you know, somebody says to you, well, what size is that? Like, that's a beautiful top, and you're embarrassed to tell them what size it is because of the size you're after going to. It could be 24, it could be 26, you know, it's...
Yeah, I hope there's nobody going around asking you what size is your top.
Well, you know, no, friends might say, you know, that's a beautiful top, God, you know, what size is that coming, or what size is your whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, it is. Well, we were still kind of tied to that size idea in our head, aren't
we? Yeah, we are, unfortunately.
Yeah. We should be all like Mary, putting triangles of
well, unfortunately, I can't do that.
We all need a Mary in our lives to call around after we do our shopping. Can I bring in Fiona? Fiona, good afternoon, Fiona.
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Hi, Fiona. Fiona Barnes. And people will know your lovely boutique, Fiona Costello & Costello, there on Chatham Street.
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me.
That's us.
This sizing issue. Is it something that you have come across?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think myself personally, you know, like I'm into my clothes. I love my fashion and accessories. And I mean, it gets a bit disheartening, you know, if you go into Zara and in one item you could be a small or a medium, and then you go and pick up, you know, maybe the same item in a different color and it's an XXL. I think there's absolutely no regulation, you know, or no kind of standardization at all.
I have thought about that often in Zara in particular, not just Zara now, but Zara just comes to mind as you mentioned it there.
Yeah.
There sometimes seems to be no rhyme or reason to some of the sizes.
I don't think there is. Yeah. Do you know, I've seen like videos and pictures of girls online, you know, looking at a pair of jeans and they're a size 10 and then like a different wash of jean and it's a size 12 and it's smaller. I just think there's no rhyme or reason. And I think, I know it shouldn't get to us, but I think it can be damaging. You know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be a certain size or to look a certain way. And I think that could eat away at you, you know, if you have any problems with your, you know, your body image.
Would it bother you, Fiona, yourself?
I'd be lying if I said like it wouldn't cross my mind. Do you know, I mean, you'd always go by the clothes that you already have in your wardrobe. Do you know, if they're fitting, you know, you're on the right track and it's not you. It's the clothes, you know, in the stores. But no, it would. It really would. To be perfectly honest,
because I know we all talk and joke about the COVID stone that you know, a lot of us have maybe put on a few pounds or more than a few pounds during lockdown, but to be, you know, to suddenly find the size that you always reach for suddenly doesn't go anywhere near you,
it can
play on your head.
Absolutely. And I think over lockdown and, you know, during COVID when we're all doing maybe a little more online shopping, you look at, you know, an item of clothing and you think, oh well, I've always been, say, like a size 12 in trousers, and then you get them and they're miles too big and they're miles too small. And I mean, from, you know, a practical standpoint, it's just, it's frustrating itself, you know, to then have to go through the process of returns. So I think there definitely be like some sort of like a regulation that a size 12 has to be however many.
Yeah. Oh, I think our line with Fiona might be just dropping off there. Do we still have you, Fiona?
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, you're back.
I'm here,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, you're right. That there should be. And there is no regulation, is there? There's no international standardising of sizing to say that a size 12 has to have a waist of X length.
No. I think they absolutely, seems like they make it up about, you know, depending on how they feel during the day. I know Penny's recently have changed. So say like a small is now a 10 to 12. A medium is now a size 14 to 16. So across like shops to shops, you can't even say, oh, well, I'm like, you know, your standard medium, because it's completely different wherever you shop.
Yeah. And some shops do, I think, you know, go to the more generous sizing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas others, I would know myself that I wouldn't go near
a
certain size. Yeah. You know, the size would fit me in another shop. I wouldn't go near it in some shops because I would think there was just no way that would work.
No, I'd be the same. I think, and you know, some stores or, you know, some brands, like if they're extra, extra large is a size 16 when the nation's average is a 14 to 16. I think that's something that you need to look at. You know, your medium should not be, you know, a size 12 when like your average woman is wearing a size 16. I think that's
that's a huge
issue. Causes problems in itself.
Absolutely. And I mean, as Kathleen was saying there, there's just, you know, if you are larger on that size, mm-hmm. it can be very, very difficult to find clothes.
But I mean, at my all, top and bottom half are two different sizes.
Which is, I would have thought nearly most of us.
Yeah. Exactly. Nobody looks like the mannequins or the models that are modelling these clothes, you know, on the site.
Yeah.
It's just not realistic. Which maybe is a different story for another day.
This is another day's work, indeed. How is business, Fiona? How's it been? Are you open?
We are, yeah. So, I can't remember the date that we got the all clear to open. But since day one, God, we've been really lucky, Katie. We've, because we primarily do a lot of like fascinators and headpieces for weddings, and we've now started to colour them to order, and people are really getting into, you know, dressing up, you know, to the nines, I think now more than ever for weddings. So that's keeping us going. It's been brilliant, and our customers have been so good during this whole
past year. Yeah, I would have thought that you would have been badly hit when the wedding, you know, bans came in, basically.
You know, March 2020, our business was gone. It was no weddings, no restaurants, no horse races, etc., which would be like our kind of our bread and butter events. So we started selling like glitzy face masks and stuff just to keep us ticking over, you know, and to keep us, you know, like alive in people's minds. But no, our customers have been so good, and with a push for people shopping more local, that's really been our saving grace.
And are you saying people are really want to do the big dress up now, I suppose, because they haven't had the chance for so long?
I think we've been in, like, you know, leisure wear or our jammies for so long. I think, you know, before it may have been the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom would go for like a medium sized fascinator. But now I think even if you're just a guest, you know, at a wedding, we're going all out. You know, we can have the fascinator, the bag and a face mask to match, you know, and I think we've all missed that.
And
the fun is dressing up.
Of course, you have the matching face mask now. Right?
The hottest accessory this season.
A whole other line that we never thought we'd see the day of.
I know. Well,
will you hang
Glamour
on there, Fiona?
Of course.
I want to take a break. We'll be back after these.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're talking about clothes sizing and the difficulty in getting clothes in the size that you might want, or consistently at least. Mary Whelan, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Mary, how are you?
I developed rheumatoid arthritis 20 years ago.
Right.
And actually, I have to walk and try do a bit of physio. But then, about a year ago, I developed lymphedema in my legs, which is swelling in the legs, both legs, and they're telling me, keep my feet up.
Right.
So the problem is, it's I obviously have put on weight with this, and I just can't find anything. Even this morning there now, I was out looking in Tesco and Dunnes stores, and I just can't find anything. I spend my time in tracksuit bottoms that are comfy and tracksuit tops, and I'm so conscious of my legs because I have to wear these compression socks, you know, that are under my trousers with this hot weather.
Yeah.
But so sizes don't make a difference to me. I mean, if it's, I don't care now at this stage whether it's 18, 20, 22, whatever, you know what
but
I mean?
your problem is you actually can't find anything that actually does fit.
Exactly. Well, I can't find anything in those sizes that'd be comfy for me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even a linen, I don't think linen trousers are back this year. I cannot find one. They're all size 10 and 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's well, you're trawling to try and find just anything that would fit you, that's not, as you say, a tracksuit bottom.
Yes, exactly. And I don't really want to be buying online. My daughters buy online a lot, like, but I don't really want to be buying online because I like to see, you know, and touch and feel the clothes and come home, try it on. If it doesn't fit, bring it back or whatever. If it fits, great. But like I say, I haven't bought anything for myself in a long time, you know, bar tracksuit bottom.
And as you say, it's this extra condition, is it lymphedema you say it is?
Yeah,
this
lymphedema.
Is what's, yeah, so this is actually stopping you getting the exercise you were able to get before.
Yeah, I do physio myself in the mornings, every morning, and my legs are grand in the mornings, but as soon as I get up and I put the compression socks on And as soon as I get up, then and walk around, because I am an outdoor person, I'm a social butterfly, as they say. But as soon as I get out and about, the compression socks start to get really tight, you know. And very warm now today, so I'm indoors.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say, yeah, in this weather, compression socks must be a tough...
Yeah. I think a lot of these things are health problems. I often think are brought on by stress and stuff like that, you know.
But anyway, you'd love to get out of those tracksuits and into something smart.
Yeah, maybe. If I could.
If you could. And where would you have shopped before, Mary?
Well, usually I'd just shop in, I'm here in Arklow, and I just shop in town, you know. I do get a lot of stuff in Dunn stores or Dunn's. But if I'm going away, like I'll go to somewhere nice, you know, and pick up something.
Mm-hmm. But you're just finding it tougher now with the change.
Yeah.
I really do think that people who are bringing out clotheslines should keep in mind the number of people who are not the, you know, the 10, 12, 14.
Exactly, Katie. I often say, and I dare I say it, they don't make clothes for women with bums. I was going to say the other word. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, if you're big in that department, and we're all, and sure, people are getting plastic surgery to be big in that department
now.
Mary.
My daughter's always saying, there's nothing wrong with you, ma'am. You're lovely. They'd die for that. You know?
Yeah, the Kardashians have made that an international phenomenon. You big bums is where it's at, Mary. You should be flaunting it.
Well, now, do you know what? You have made me feel a whole lot better. Well,
listen, if I do nothing else today, Mary, that will be my one good deed. Listen, good luck, and good luck with finding those linen trousers.
Oh, I'm kidding. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, Mary. I'll bring in Adam now. Adam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie.
I'm good to hear a male perspective on this.
Yeah, I got a fright there, but not a fright. I suppose it was an ego boost, maybe. Yeah, I was just buying a bit of tracksuits and stuff like that. I'd usually be an extra large in the stuff, and I ordered the extra large in Adidas, and it was swimming off me.
Swimming.
So I had to go down. Yeah, you had to go down to large on those, and then on Nike, I had to go up a size to double XL.
So, you see, this is it now. It's just, yeah. Like, where are you going there?
Yeah, so, like, you know, when you're doing the online shopping, like, when I bought, they had a good deal there on Adidas stuff, and I bought a heap of stuff. It was about 11 or 12 items. So the whole lot had to go back.
Yeah, and do Adidas take it back for free, or do you?
Well, it was through True Lifestyle Sports that I bought the Adidas stuff through. Did a deal on Adidas stuff, but the whole lot had to go back. So somebody had to pick up that bill somewhere.
Yeah.
So with the cost of shipping it out to me, the cost of shipping it back, and the cost of shipping out the new stuff, and all the work that has to go on, I suppose, in warehousing and stuff
and
like that.
And sorting all that out, yeah. And would you have noticed that before with these brands?
I would know. I was always like an extra large. An extra large for the last few years would have fished me in most of them. But I found, as you said, I just ran up there to the wardrobe. Like, I have shorts inside in the wardrobe now that came from a few different places, and they range from a 16.5 collar to a 17.5 collar. You know, like, you think, especially with short sizes, you think a collar size is a collar size.
Well, you think if you're talking in inches, surely to God, the inches should be the inches. But you're saying that are you sure that one of those isn't an inch smaller than the other?
No, they're both. No, I wouldn't have much cause to be wearing them lately. But they'd be the same size. Like, they're in anything that's in the wardrobe is fitting me. I haven't had a wardrobe for the stuff that doesn't fit me. But, all that stuff, like a 16.5 is measuring up to 12.5 collar. Or sorry, 17.5 collar. So. And shoes as well.
Yeah,
like shoes. Like I only got two pairs of runners there lately. An 11 in the Adidas runner and a size 9 in a Fila runner. Now, all right, they're different styles. But like a 9 to an 11, that's.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, and I'd be a size 10 in like in a boot.
I don't know. How would you leave the house at all, Ed?
Yeah, all mixed matched. But online shopping is great. Yeah, no hassle. comes to the door, stuff like that. But when you have to shove this, when you have to send the stuff back, and it's just a bother of having to even go down to the post office or go to the depot.
You know, I'd say an awful lot of people never, a lot of stuff never actually ends up going back.
Yeah. I think the cheaper, you know, if you were buying cheaper stuff, you say, oh, sure, what was it? It was only a couple of euros, I'll leave it be. No, I suppose if it was something up at 78 euros, you'd always be thinking, oh, geez, I must return that jacket there, I must return that, but it would been up at 78 euros. But if it was something small, like for, I don't know, a couple of euros, you'd say, I'll leave it there. So look at all the Wish stuff.
Yeah, and I do recall a particular online experience I had back during lockdown where I didn't want, what came wasn't up to scratch, I thought, and I was sending it back. And when I emailed, they offered to let me keep all of it, but for half price, for half the price of the...
I think
that's obviously a business model to try and get, you know, persuade people not to bother sending it back.
What was it, Amazon there, was it last week, that all the stuff was being dumped, that it was more beneficial for the owners of the product or the reseller, the original sellers that were using Amazon as their marketplace. It was cheaper for them just to give consent to Amazon to dispose of the stuff rather than them try to get the stuff back.
Yeah, I'd say there's all sorts of arrangements in place and ideas about, you know...
Yeah, like I was just thinking there about if about 11 or 12 Ice and I ordered, there was Adidas T-shirts and tracksuit bottoms and stuff like that. And they came in two big bags that all had to be repackaged into, no, because I opened up the bags, I didn't give care, no care to the bags. So they all knew, all got put into bin bags. But there was a big, solid bin bag of stuff that had to go back to them. And like, I'm sure that the courier companies aren't doing it for out of the good of their health.
Yeah, that's just, you're just one customer.
I'm just one person, like, but then like you go into the shops, then you can't try on the stuff. Like, I think that's the most stupid thing ever. You have to go into the shop, buy the stuff, bring it home, try it on, then bring it back into the shop if it doesn't fit. I just don't understand the reason behind that at all. Like, if it's going to get contaminated, there's more chance of it being contaminated in the back of my car, in my house, lying around my house for a couple of days, and inside in the dressing room.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think a lot of that thinking might have been around when we thought that COVID was something you picked up off surfaces.
But now that we
know so much more about it, and we know that it's an aerosol, transmission, you'd wonder why this blanket ban on trying on clothes in shops is still in place. But at least, I suppose, in the shop, you can pick it up and put it up against yourself, and you can see it looks bigger.
Whereas
online, really, you're buying blind until it arrives into your house.
We had this conversation there when we were out last weekend. What people are doing now is, so if I was buying something now, I'm like, I'm usually Excel, but you know what now, because I might want it for the weekend or whatever, I'll order the large, the extra large, and the XXL, and charge free returns so I can send them back next week. Or most of them give 28 days free returns, so you're in no rush to send them back. So...
Right, yeah, and this is, well, that's, you can see why courier companies are doing so well at the moment. If that's
exactly, sure, they're flying, like down here now where I'm from in Kerry, they're all the time looking for staff, all the time looking for staff and stuff like that. So there's money to be made in this, like, I'm sure somebody's making money.
Yeah, I would love to know how many people do that, actually, just to cut down in the likelihood of it not fitting. You just get all the sizes.
Yeah, especially, like, I suppose now the things are opening up again, and if you saw something, you said, geez, I want that, I need that for the weekend now. But if I order today, that's going to be Wednesday, it's going to be tight if I need to send it back again, I'll just order three sizes. Be that a 10, what's the women's or size, or even numbers. Be that an 8, a 10 or a 12, or a large, a medium, and the extra large or whatever.
Yeah. And send back what you don't want.
Yeah, when you've time, like most places have 28 days returns.
Yeah.
So you can do it next week when you've free time, especially if you needed something for the weekend or if you needed something for an event or something.
Okay, let me bring in a celebrity. I have a celebrity on the line, Darren Kennedy. How are you?
I'm very good. God, I'm listening to this. Just brings me right back. It's the same for everybody, isn't it? I'm constantly saying this. I don't know why we can't get sizing right. But I'm good otherwise. How are you?
I'm good. Good too. And tell me, why can't we get sizing right? This seems to be a problem that, has been around a long time, but I do think COVID has exacerbated this as an issue.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go way back. Sizing originally came in probably, I think it was in the 1940s, just kind of around the time when, after the wars, fabric was being rationed and there couldn't be waste. So prior to that time, most people used to get their clothes kind of fitted, not that everyone was wealthy, but just that, you might have had two or three pieces in your wardrobe, you got them fitted to your body, and that was it. Obviously then, we've introduced sizing, and over the decades, I don't think it has improved massively with mass manufacturing. And I think the main problem is there are no legal guidelines for clothes sizing. There are guidelines, but they're not legal requirements. So that means, for example, you have, I think, the EU guideline for size 8, for example, which is tiny and very few people wear, I know, but I'm just using that as an example, might be 68 centimetres for the waist. But then if you look at what the actual brands are using, Zara might make a 64 centimetre waist, and then you could have someone else like Marks and Spencer's who has the same size 8 and it's a 70 centimetre waist. And therefore lies the problem.
But so, is it where clothes are cut? Is that what it comes down to? Or is it a brand thing? Are decisions being made by various brands to go small or large?
It's a combination of factors, really. It's how the clothes are made. So if you consider, like, each factory would have a block, which is what they use to kind of cut the fabric on. And those blocks are, they're set out to specific measurements. And now each brand besides what the metrics are, what the measurements are for each size in their brand. Okay, but that's the problem, because we don't have consistency across brands. I mean, you have a rough guide, but it's not consistency. But here's the thing, and actually I think this is nearly more important. It's, you know, in many ways, it's partially our own fault, because there's been so many studies on this that have shown that shoppers prefer to buy clothing labelled with smaller sizes because it boosts their confidence. But the problem is then when you reverse that,
yes,
it has the same effect. And I always kind of think, well, you know what? If I were bringing out a brand tomorrow that was going to cater to everybody, size, you know, men, women, all sizes, well, I'd size them all up. Because then if you were going in to buy a size 10 and it was actually, you know, it was technically a larger size for another brand, you'd feel great about yourself.
But isn't that, I mean, there are shops that have gone on the generous side of the sizing. I would say Marks and Spencer's would be a generous size.
Absolutely. Yeah, Marks and Spencer's really are. And I think
I'd say Dunn's, you know, as well, actually, because they were mentioned earlier. I would have thought Dunn's would be on the generous side, would they?
Dunn's, certain brands within Dunn's, Marks and Spencer's, and I think that's a connection and a relationship with their core consumer. I think they understand their consumer. And it was interesting, actually, because about a year or two ago, H&M, so as well as the blocks that they're making the fabric on, they're also, you know, these houses and designers are using what's called in the industry as a fit model. So basically a person that they kind of use to get the fabric to hang around, etc. Mm-hmm. And they're based on those sizes. But H&M, not so long ago, shared that it was going to be using much more of the feedback that they're getting on clothing, on sizing, and saying that following that customer feedback, that they were taking steps to change their women's wear measurements in the UK to be more in line with UK sizing. And as a result of that, they said, so for example, the previous measurements and fit of a size 12 will now be the measurements of a size 10.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think that's a positive thing. But I think, you know, I think what we need to do, and it's very difficult to do, and we all fall into the same trap because we're human, we attach some sort of value to a number, be that the number in your bank account, the number on your weighing scales, the number on the inside of your jeans. We accord too much value to it. And I always say, you know, wear what makes you feel good. And if the tag, if that number on the inside of a dress or a pair of trousers really has an effect on you, if it fits you and you wear it well, I say get out your scissors and chop it off as soon as you can.
Yeah, because I know, Darren, you've spoken before about your own struggles with an eating disorder. And there'll be a lot of people who will have, you know, really serious psychological issues around that number on their clothes.
Yeah, and it can be really, really detrimental. I mean, we all know there's been so many studies done. It can affect it. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, petite, average, plus size. It doesn't matter. Everyone has their own hang-ups. And their own kind of relationship, individual relationship with their body, and then how that reflects on the clothes that they wear. So I think it is really important to try and pull back, because I even know myself, in some brands I might wear, you know, a 32, in another brand I might wear a 34, in another brand I could be wearing a 30. And it just varies. And it also varies on the time of day that you're trying on your clothes. So that's what I'd also say to people as well. You know, if as the day progresses, you know, bloating can go up and down, obviously depending on your own body. But like, be kind to yourself and don't pay too much heed to your body when you're in a changing room. Because yeah. The lighting in the changing rooms, honestly, is the worst lighting known to mankind. And we're, you know, most people are aware these days, if you're taking a selfie, you make sure the light is on your face, not behind you, because you're getting the benefits of the good light. It appears when we're in a changing room, all that goes out the window. And most changing rooms that I've been in, you stand there in front of the mirror, you've got this light directly over your head, and it just makes everything look worse. And it's not a reflection of reality. So
you problem is, Darren, I'm now nostalgic for that terribly lit changing room. Because it's been so long since we were near inside a changing room. the lighting in our, I can never understand why shops seem to go out of their way to make you feel terrible in changing rooms.
And you know what, I've worked with so many retailers and shop owners, and I said to them, if you spend a few extra quid on getting the lighting right in your changing rooms, you would see the impact and the effect on sales, because ultimately it's all about how we feel in our clothes. And I think that's the thing, right? If you take it away from the number, and I understand with shopping online and we can't go into changing rooms, so we can't necessarily try the clothes on as readily, but if you can try and disassociate somewhat from the number and look at how does the clothing sit on your body, how does it make you feel, are you happy with what you see when the clothes are on you? And that's a far better barometer of the shape you're in, I think, rather than getting hung up on a number. And if you can't, and here's another thing, right? If you have a pair of clothing, let's we'll just say, you know, a dress or a pair of jeans for the guys. If you have a pair of jeans or a dress that you love, that you know you look great in, that you feel good when you wear, use them as your own little benchmark. So if you end up in a shop and your usual size 18 doesn't fit you and you're being forced up to a size 20 or 22, it does not mean it's you that's changed. It doesn't mean that it's your body has necessarily changed. It could be just that store. It could be that brand. Go home, try on the safe bet that you know, and then let that be the barometer that you go off if that's the way you're going to judge yourself.
Yeah, but then of course you go home and the safe bet lets you down as well.
Well, at least you know, if the safe bet lets you down, well, at least you go, right, I need to go back to the drawing board here and there's something else I need to look at.
Okay.
But, you know, you're not being led by just an almost whimsical number in a shop that you don't know. Does a size 18 mean, you know, I'm smaller? Does it mean I'm bigger? You just don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Darren, thank you so much for that. Great to talk to you. We'll take a break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I want to bring in Rosemary Cairns now. Good afternoon, Rosemary.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good. You are in a shop called Tempted.
Yes, we're Tempted Boutique in Raheny in Dublin 5 here. And then we have our website as well. So we ship all around Ireland. And we specialise in sizes 16 to 28.
Okay. So listening to our callers there, obviously a lot of people really frustrated about, you know, when you're on the bigger, on, you know, looking for bigger size clothes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I suppose that's why I started in this business, really, because literally it is so frustrating when you take anything past a size 14, 16. You know, the high street really, you know, has ignored us for a long time. I mean, case in point, I take anything from a size 22 to a size 26, depending on the brand, you know.
And really, it varies to that degree for you?
Yeah, it does. It really does. And I mean, I suppose we carry about 40 different brands, I think, here the last time I kind of looked at it or counted it. And, if it's a European brand, like a Spanish, an Italian, a French brand, it will always fit smaller than what, We carry a lot of brands from Denmark, and they would fit much more of what we would expect them to fit, you know. So it's like I could be saying to somebody, look, it's a French brand, try on the size 20 in this. And then in a Danish brand, I might be saying to them, the 16 will be fine in this. And in that 5 minutes that the person was in the fitting room, their size didn't change, you know. And I try to say that to people, you know, like, this isn't you. This isn't you at all. We go with what works, and we go with what sits really well on you and what you feel good in. And like Darren said there a few minutes ago, if it offends you that much, cut off the label, because that's all it is. It's just a label. It's nothing to do with you, you know.
And what is it that it seems like Northern Europe seems to be okay with this sizing, and Southern Europe? Is it that women are more petite in Spain or in France than in Denmark and Germany?
Well, I do think there is definitely a certain element of that, in that, you know, when you go to Denmark, a lot of the women are a lot taller, they're kind of broader in the shoulders. So sizing is taking into account that, because every brand will have, and I think Darren mentioned it, they'll have their fit model and they'll have their block. And that's what they base it off, who their primary catchment area is in terms of their brand. So, you know, we will find that maybe from our side of things, say the German and the Danish labels, they might actually be that little bit too long for the Irish, because we don't tend to be as tall as what, you know, yes, other countries might be. And I definitely think, you know, in terms of size, your French, your Italian, your Spanish, you know, they definitely do cut smaller. Though, I mean, when you go to Spain, you know, you don't see too many very small women either, you know, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know.
And tell me, your customers, Rosemary, would they, you know, generally be very confident when they come into you looking for clothes? Would they be, you know, do they find it stressful?
I think it's like any woman. I think it really isn't dictated by size. It's a lot of it is dictated by what's going on in our own heads. So I will have women who come into me who are extremely confident, really know their style, really know what works for them, or, you know, are very aware of their own personal style and aren't necessarily wondering about whether it's flattering or not. They love it. They go for it. I will have other women come in who are not at all comfortable or content in themselves, and they will shop very, very differently. And that's, I suppose, you know, they would look to us then for help on that, and we're delighted to be able to help, because there's no better feeling for any person who works in a shop or in a boutique to see their customer walk out the door literally a foot taller than what they came in, because they're so happy, so content with what they got. And that's just, like, there is no better feeling. And that's where the days when we go home where we've literally got to make that difference to somebody, that's just, you know, that's the business for us.
Yeah,
that's
of
brilliant.
Course, there is that extra thing, of course, as well, when you're in a boutique where, as you say, you know all your brands, you know immediately which one is likely to size up or size down. So you can kind of preempt that moment for your customer, say, don't worry about this. It looks like it's a big size, but it's just the way this brand sizes.
We tend not to talk about size at all, to be honest with you, when we're helping customers. Like, we'll just say, look, give this a go, give this a go, give this a go. And we'll have curated that size idea in our heads as we look at the person and as we see where, you know, where they carry their weight or what's going to work for them. So we'll have kind of worked out by looking at them, this is what's going to work, and then just try that on. And I would say to customers, don't even look at the size. What does that matter? Do you know what I mean? It really, you know, go with what you're going to feel really, really good. And how do you feel when you put that on? Do you feel good? If you're not feeling good, let's try something else. And that's, you know, that feeling of goodness shouldn't be attached to a size or a, you know, what that label on the back says, because, you know, that's, to me, it's just so irrelevant, you know?
Yeah. And of course, the classic line always is, does my bum look big in this? But we had Mary on there earlier saying, like, she, you know, has an issue with her bum, as she would say herself. And she says she finds really, really, she says clothes aren't made for people with big bums.
Yeah, I think if you look at, say, some of the South African brands, they've really taken into account that, or the Brazilian brands, they've really taken that into account, because, you know, a big bum there is worshipped. You know what I mean? It's such a thing. So it's, I think, you know, so much of it is to do with the aesthetic that's there at that present time. And it's just, it's very hard for people, because, you know, we all have the things we love about ourselves, but we're so much more inclined to think about the things that we're not so fond of.
Oh, yeah. You know? That is so, so true, Rosemary.
Like, you know, yeah.
And let me thank you for that, Rosemary. I want to bring in Nikki, because this was the one day in so many women's lives that they really, really want to look their best, is the day they are walking down the aisle. Nikki, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You're there in Dreamy Curves.
That's right. Yeah, we're based here in Bray in County Wicklow.
And it's a bridal shop.
It's a bridal shop, so we specialise in curvy bridal, actually. So all of our samples are from size 16 up to 34. So, you know, one of the things that our brides tell us when they come into us is that they struggle to find choice in their size if they're a little bit curvier. So, you know, we have 100 plus wedding gowns here for them to try on of every style and variety.
But presumably it's not just a matter of getting a wedding dress that might be look well on a size 12 and just sizing it up to a size, you know, whatever, size 18 or 20 or whatever. No. They're a different style. You have to go about the actual cut in a different way to suit a different
That's right.
body shape.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And, you know, thankfully these days, a lot of designers understand that quite well and actually have put the work into, you know, it may be a particular style that works for a size 6 or 8 or 10 girl, but they have sized it appropriately to also fit a 22, 24, 26 bride. Some collections don't. Some designers are not very good at it at all. And obviously we don't stock them because we want people to look and feel amazing in their wedding gown. But we do have a mix of gowns that are specifically made for curvier girls, but also gowns that actually would work for any body shape, just have been cut appropriately for a curvier body.
And the sizing issue, do you find a big variation in the sizes
yeah.
that dresses come in? Yeah.
Yeah. So like your previous contributors, you know, it's every single designer that we deal with, whether it's bridal, we also have bridesmaids and we have Deb's dresses and so on. It's the same story in all of them. You nearly always have to size up. So for bridal, it's typically 1 to 2 sizes depending on the designer. We find that some of our US designers are a bit more generous and then you might only go up one size. But the Southern Europeans, so the, you know, the Spanish designers or actually UK designers, you'd have to go up 2 sizes. And like Rosemary said in your previous conversation there, you know, it doesn't feel great if that's what you're fixated on. You know, and let's face it, whether you're a small girl, a medium girl or a curvier girl, you know, you have your own hang-ups about your body shape. And if somebody says to you all of a sudden you're 2 sizes bigger than in your own head you were, that doesn't feel good. So, you know, we usually start a conversation with, you know, don't worry about the size. It really doesn't matter. You didn't just, you know, gain 2 sizes walking in this door. It's the design, and let's just leave that there. And then we focus on finding the right dress to suit the girl.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier, though, if you didn't have to have that conversation?
Oh, my God, so much easier. Because, you know, it's not a positive conversation to have with most people because they're worried about it. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, and you get some customers who actually, you know, who don't really care. They kind of know that and they park it and that's the end of conversation. But there are sometimes we get customers in and sometimes actually the mum or the sister will kind of go, so what size is that she's wearing, you know? Because there is, from a societal perspective, there is this thing in your head about what size you're wearing. And really, like Rosemary said just now, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at all. But it's a number we have in our own heads and we measure ourselves, or other people actually sometimes measure us by it. But it's not positive and it's definitely not helpful when you're trying to find a wedding gown.
And it's definitely not helpful to all the mammies out there to ask you about it when you're trying on your dress. Okay.
No.
Okay, Nikki, thank you for that. I want to bring in Jenny. Jenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie. I'm really interested in your whole conversation about sizes. And I suppose, first of all, I'd just love to say there's definitely something out there for everybody. But my point or call, the reason I called in was I'm a long, long time in business. I have a few fashion shops and shoe shops. And during COVID, the last thing I thought, I'd always used models, assets, model agencies. I've used shoots where models were always very slim. But when COVID came, I decided here I better stand with my rail, showcase what I show in my shop and what I bought for my customers. And I put on everything myself on an average size 14. And I give a style and size guide towards everything that I'm showing. And so I suppose for everybody who's in there might be feeling a bit intimidated going into shops. But, you know, last thing I ever thought I'd be doing is, I always love retail, I love selling. But the last thing I thought I'd be doing was standing really modelling my clothes. And the feedback from our customers who ring from all over now. It's been amazing. But their feedback is that they were so delighted to see it on, to see clothes on a real figure. And I suppose it's the average size of size 14. We stock up to size 20 in our occasion wear. We go up to 22 and 24. But I suppose when some of the conversations you had there was to say about size, it's been the greatest thing that I've learned in business in the last year, that you could stand on and in a video and say, these are small fitting, go up a size. I'd go up to a 16 or go down a size. And the feedback from customers have been in all the years that to get that advice was great. So
yeah, but do you know that really strikes me actually, Jenny, because obviously for years we've been talking about all the really skinny models in all the magazine shoots and generally models being, you know, way, way below the normal size. And then there's been this move towards, you know, showing and featuring plus size girls on the front of magazines and in modelling shoots. And that's been, you know, that's to be applauded, obviously, in recent years. You very rarely see the size, you know, 12 to 14, you know, the middle sized person, which is, I suppose, as you say,
absolutely
most of your customers.
That is our average customer. Our best-selling size is probably 14, 16.
I was going to say, is it 16, I think, is the average size in Ireland right now, yeah.
But I suppose I'd say to everybody is that, you know, I'm a very average figure. And, you know, regardless of all models showing it, still the greatest reaction we get now. And I think across all retail, the whole retail landscape has changed completely. And you see now on social media and all, people are using their own staff, their own, you know, their own buyers, showcasing what they bought on real figures. And honestly, the reaction has been fantastic.
Would you ever go back to models, professional models now?
I've never in all the years, honestly, I've never got kind of probably such a reaction. I've done fashion shows, I've done everything, but I suppose people were seeing an average person. I'm an average height, size 5'4", size 14, and I think as well, I suppose my other point was that most of the brands I stock are German, and I buy them because they suit the Irish, and they, you know, they're nice fitting. A girl who buys a 16, it's going to fit a 16 and a size 12. But I suppose some ranges we do then are some tops come up small or some jeans. I did a jeans video this morning and said, you know what, it doesn't matter what size you are, but if I'm telling you to go up a size, go up a size, because that's the size that's going to fit. And I suppose that was my point, how the landscape has changed, that not using models, not using, an average person. I've got the biggest reaction in business from that, from showcasing. And the feedback from customers is they like to see it on a normal person.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me one bit, Jane, because you're almost doing the job for them. You're the average person trying it on, and that's, you're thinking, yeah, that's what it would look like if I had it.
Yeah, and I think as well as that, you know what, through all the shops being closed and everything is, people have been more innovative, and as well as that is there was a huge cohort of people who never shopped online. They didn't know. I didn't actually know how to properly. We'd only gone online when this COVID came in. I wasn't au fait with it myself, but that you were able to show it, and that people could ring or that they could go online, having explained it, and give them the assurance. Listen, if it's not right, that it can all come back. There was suddenly a huge move of people that never bought online. And that were suddenly buying online, or they felt comfortable. And
are they still doing it, Jenny? Now that they can come into you now.
Yes, they are. They are. They are. Yeah, and it's both. You know, it's people. Even if I have a shop in Ashburn and Shetland, people live in Ashburn would say, "God, I saw that on you. I saw this." Because you have to remember, I think, and I'm talking from personal experience. If I walked into any big department store or any shop, you know, it's kind of be a sea of clothes. It's a bit overwhelming, and you kind of conflict through it and say, God, I didn't see anything there. So to pull out a few things, to put it on an average figure, and to give people the confidence to say, listen, if it looks okay, I hope it looks okay on me. You know what? It can surely look fabulous on you too.
Right, okay. Jenny, thanks for that. Best of luck with it. We'll take a break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I want to bring in Margaret Smith now. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon to you. I'll be a bit, nervous, you know what I mean?
Oh, don't be nervous,
Margaret. I'm just a researcher.
Go on.
I just came in at the end when that gentleman was talking about different sizes, you know, in clothing.
Yeah, and you've worked in this business.
I'm a dressmaker. I don't sew much now. Anyway, but I worked in factories, you know what I mean? And the last factory I would have worked in would be a really good factory, you know what I mean? Made really good clothes. But like years ago, the clothes were all 2 inches in the different, you know what I mean? I didn't hear everyone talking 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Okay, 20. I picked up tops. I won't mention the shop. And I'm not putting out weight into the pandemic, but I'm not like a little skinny thing. But like you'd pick up a 16 and 18 top, and it's just a regular top, you know what you wear with jeans, sweat, yeah, t-shirt kind of thing. And I've often picked up 16 and 18, and they're measured the same size and 20. You know what I mean? And I've brought it to the attention of the store. You know what I mean?
And what do they say to you?
Well, they don't really say that much. You know what I mean? Now it's happened to me a few times.
Would you have an eye now, Margaret, having worked, this business? If you saw a couple,
well, I should have opened my own business. I made wedding clothes and now bridesmaids and debs and all.
Ah, right.
Not in a big way for family, people I knew. You know what I mean? But
so you're a seamstress.
Yeah, I'm a seamstress since I was 14 years of age, and I'm 70, and I can still sew.
Wow.
Nearly 70, yeah.
And Margaret, in terms of the sizing in when you would have worked in factories, say in clothes factories, was it very, you know, were you very particular about the sizing?
Yeah, they were good sizes, but I have to say, once or twice if you were short of an order top, they put a different size on. But that would be very, very where I was walking. You know what I mean? But like we made an awful lot of trousers, so there would have been always that 2 inches.
Hang on a second. Did you say once or twice when they were short of a size
in
for an order,
yeah,
they would just pretend.
But that'd be only one top too. It wouldn't be loads of stuff. It wouldn't. But what I'm saying is, people now and they need to try on two one size as well. Do you know what I mean? To me, like you can pick up items and the two of them say 16, 18, but the two of them could be only a 16. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and I've seen it myself, and it's mind-boggling. You're just looking at the two things in front of you, and
they clearly are
the same size, but totally different labels on them.
Yeah, but that lady, the last lady I think was talking, I only heard her through the phone. She's like a lot of these. They advertise these clothes of her people size 10. The average person here in Dublin, Ireland's not really a size 10. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's 16. I might be wrong in that, but I think
I'm 18. I'm not 16. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
And
so I would have to make clothes. If I was going to a wedding, I'd buy a pattern so I can change the top to the bottom part, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's the other issue that came up earlier, the fact that a lot of us are different sizes on top than from
the waist. Yeah, but that's the way I would be. I was pear-shaped from the time I was younger, when I was 10, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went to a wedding day last year, but I bought a nice pattern, I bought material. And I've actually bought a dressing harness, and I brought it home, and I said to myself, that's all. And like it was €150 in sale, and I said, I'm not wearing that. And I bought this material, and I made a dress for about €40. And everyone was admiring at the wedding.
Would you have an eye now that you'd be able to copy a design?
Well, no, I wouldn't be. I never went to learn how to cut patterns. I'd have to buy a pattern. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but you'd follow any pattern.
Oh yeah, I could follow a pattern. Yeah.
God, it's a great skill to have. I would love to be able to sew.
My daughter never got. Well, she's 37 now. She won't be listening anymore. I never ever bought her a shop dress. She only ever got one shop dress. My sister bought a dress from England. I never ever bought a shop dress.
So you made every single thing she wore.
Now, like my daughter now wouldn't let me make for her. But obviously, you know what I mean? You can buy material and all, and sit down and sew. I wouldn't really have the time, but she wouldn't want me to anyway, you know, that way.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't she? God, I'd love if I had somebody making clothes for my children.
Yeah, it's a great thing for. But she said, "Mam, you never learned me to sew, but you know, on the machine. Do you know what I mean? Like,
why didn't you?
It's for any young people, even. I mean, not saying for your career, but it's a good thing to have. You know what I mean? To be able to take up hems and take up sleeves and all and jackets and all, and you know what I mean, stuff like that.
Why didn't you teach your daughter how to sew?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, she's obviously asked you this herself several times.
Patience, then. What?
She's obviously asked you this herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an amazing skill. But I'm kind of intrigued about that thing where if you were short a few.
Yeah, but that was on the fact that that wouldn't have been many. Maybe I'm saying it could happen in another shop. But while you're there, my older sister now is in Chicago and she's 80 this month, right? And I'm the youngest of six children. We've only one brother, right? I'm nearly 70. But my sister sold for us years ago. Now, she went away to England when she was only 18 or 19. So she sold for us when she was 16. My mother always knitted, you know what I mean? Like, right. with five girls in her family and one brother. So my sister, that was the oldest, and she would have sold for the four younger, yeah, like twin sisters, you know what I mean, as well? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Again, this is a skill I'd say very few young people would.
My niece got married a few years ago. My mum made her wedding clothes, but I made a dress for her sister, and everyone was asking her where she got it, and you know, blah, blah, blah. I say, Margaret made it, you're coming out with me. You're mad not to do, you know. But like, you'd want to be getting an awful lot. I mean, you spend a lot of time, you know, making a dress for someone because you're fitting it, you know. I'd be very particular about something as well, you know, that way.
Yeah, it's all in the fit, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be very particular making something.
Yeah.
You know?
This is it. As you say, if you're making a dress, you're going to fit it on more than once. You're going to get it, you know, pinned several times.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd say I would have to buy the dress. I pattern I bought for a dress. There was a band in it. And it was like a straight dress. But I was able to make the hip part much bigger than the top. You know what I mean? If I buy a dress in 18, the top or the dress could be way, way too big. The armholes would be hanging down on me. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. It's better if I can make a dress for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Margaret, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Thanks for talking. Good to talk to you. Can I bring in Grania? Grania, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good morning.
Have I got Grania?
Yes.
Tell us, you've had experience of this.
Just something simple. I was buying a pair of trousers. I'm not a great shopper, so when I see something I like, it's like, oh yeah, I'll have that in black and I'll have it in white or whatever, you know. But I bought two pair of trousers same day. One was a dark green, one was a beige Jeggings.
Where?
Marks and Sparks.
Okay.
Literally on the same stand beside each other, picked them up. Yeah, that's my size, grand. Took one home, perfect, nice and comfy. The other pair, way too big. And I said, maybe it's just a mistake. You know, sometimes they have a kind of a card label over the top of them. I said, maybe they just made a mistake and put the wrong label on the outside one. So I checked and I said, No, the same, you know, the same size is on both trousers, on the inside label and the outside label and everything else. But, like, it's no big deal. I can have a pair for my days when I'm skinny and a pair for my days when I'm fat.
I was going to say, you have.
And they both say the same size, so, you know. But it was just, you know, if you're shopping online, like, it's just such a pain in the, you know, hassle. Simple.
And if you had actually gone just for one of those, you know, the bigger one came back, you know.
I'd be delighted with myself. Oh, look at these, they're swimming on me.
I'm falling away to nothing, you'd be saying.
That extra slice of cheesecake.
Okay, go on, thanks a million for that. We'll take our last break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Irene, good afternoon, Irene.
Hello, Katie, how are you?
Good. You have an issue finding clothes.
I'm a curvy girl, and a number of years ago I stopped buying my clothes in conventional boutiques because I found they didn't fit properly. I wasted so much money, Katie, over the years, and now I have found and discovered a number of lovely curvy girl boutiques around the country. And my advice is, there was a man on earlier who said he bought stuff online and he'd send it back if it didn't fit or whatever. My advice is to anybody out there who finds that the conventional size 14, 16, 18 doesn't suit them anymore, is find one or two of these boutiques. Go make a destination, go on a day out, spend several hours, get to know the brands, the labels, the sizing. And then when you're ordering online, you won't have much problems because you'll already know that size 20 in such and such a label suits me and fits me.
And of course, there's the thing as well, forming a relationship with the buyers in these boutiques. Yeah.
Yes, and when you phone up, they know you. And
they keep things to one side for you even.
They do. And can I mention some of the ones that I go to and that I find good?
Yeah, go on.
Maybelle Plus in Newbridge and Kildare, Serena and Anne and Debbie who work there, they give you any amount of time or they leave you alone. There's no pressure. And at the moment, you can try on your clothes and they steam them or clean them or sanitise them afterwards. You leave, you know, there is no problem there. The Forgotten Lady in Athlone is another lovely shop. You had Rosemary on from Tempted. Well, I haven't been to Tempted. I bought clothes online from her and they're fitted perfectly. And she also, during the lockdown last year, she always sent a box of chocolates to make sure we stay plus size. there's here in Galway where I live, there's La Femme. There is Wardrobe Plus in Ashford and in Gorey. They're the ones that Curvy Girl in Cork. I bought clothes online there during lockdown as well, and they fitted perfectly. So there's so many destination shops for curvy girls out there in Ireland. Not an awful lot, not enough maybe, but still we have, compared to 10, 15 years ago, there is certainly a choice.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Irene. And just before we go, I think I can give you one more place to go shopping, Irene. Michelle, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, you built up a business from scratch during lockdown.
Yes, that's right. So 6 weeks before the very first lockdown, I opened up Michelle's Curvy Boutique from my bedroom and a little studio in my own house.
And how has it gone?
All have gone very well. I thank God every day that we have taken off in the way that we have. So basically, we moved. I spent a year at home, basically, in my own house with lots of help from family members and getting people's packages out and, you know, building up a good relationship with customers on the phone about sizes and shapes, because it's not just about buying clothes. And then in February of this year, we moved into a big warehouse in Gorey Business Park where we took on 7 staff members.
Oh, wow.
So we're flying along, thank God.
That's incredible. And you say, what sizes are you catering for?
So we start from size 14 and we go all the way up along to a size 38 in our tops. We have one brand in particular that we brought back into Ireland after them being kind of gone for nearly 11 years. And then we go to a 38 in our tops and then 40, 44 in our trousers and leggings.
Right.
So we have certain items that we go right up in.
And you're building up a loyal base.
Yes, so like our customers, I personally do our live videos every morning. We go live on our Facebook page and we start off there and then the girls are in work here and then the phones start and they don't stop. So we have phones at the moment that everyone can call in their orders. I want to do things a little bit different. Like I'm a plus size girl myself. And when I started off kind of, you know,
Michelle, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
And we're actually gone over the hour and I'm really sorry. But I'm delighted to hear
Thank
your
you.
Business is going so well. Michelle's Curvy Boutique is online. And as you say, you're taking the phone calls and there's seven staff taken on there in Gorey. Best of luck with it, Michelle. And that's all we can do today. Today's programme was produced by Annette Egan. Dave Gibson was on sound. Daniel Keating was our broadcast coordinator and our series producer is Rebecca Meehan. Stand by now for Ray.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.